I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are doing what they can to convince voters they're the one to pick in the final days of campaigning leading up to the November 3rd presidential election in the United States. Americans are voting early and in unprecedented numbers. It's a product of strong feelings for and against the two main candidates and a desire to avoid large crowds at Election Day polling stations amid the coronavirus pandemic. More than 76 million people had already voted as of early Thursday, totaling more than half of the overall 2016 vote count, which was 138.8 million. About two-thirds of America's early voters have mailed in their ballots, and the rest voted in person at polling places throughout the country. Voting experts say voter turnout for the contest between Republican Trump and challenger Biden could be the highest percentage of the electorate since 1908, when 65% of the country's eligible voters cast ballots. There will be no new coronavirus economic relief package in the U.S. before next Tuesday's presidential and congressional elections. Despite months of negotiations, the White House and Republican and Democratic lawmakers have been unable to reach an agreement to provide more money for American families, businesses, and unemployed workers, even as the number of new infections surges by 60,000 to 70,000 a day. Congress, in a bipartisan accord, approved $3 trillion in coronavirus relief to families, businesses, and jobless workers in the first months after the virus swept into the U.S. from China and Europe in March and April. But that money has largely been spent as more coronavirus cases are being recorded and the country's world-leading death toll of more than 227,000 continues to mount. This is VOA News. Vietnam state media says landslides set off by Typhoon Molave have killed at least 19 people and left 45 others missing in the country's central region. The casualties from the landslides bring the death toll to at least 35, with about 59 missing, including 14 crew members from two fishing boats that sank Wednesday as the typhoon approached. Rescuers were digging for survivors and crews were trying to open a road to bring more equipment into a village which was cut off by the damage. Officials say Molave was the worst typhoon to hit the country in 20 years. The U.S. State Department on Thursday condemned China's arrest of a teenage pro-democracy activist in Hong Kong as reprehensible. 19-year-old activist Tony Chung was arrested by police and charged with secession and other crimes. China is the gravest threat to the future of religious freedom, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday during a tour of Asia. Pompeo's trip this week was kicked off in India and included visits to Sri Lanka, the Maldives, Indonesia, and later Friday to Vietnam. In Indonesia, which has the world's biggest Muslim population, Pompeo took aim at China's treatment of its Uyghur Muslim minority. Pompeo said in a speech Thursday to a major Muslim organization, quote, "The gravest threat to the future of religious freedom is the Chinese Communist Party's war against people of all faiths, Muslims, Buddhists, Christians alike," end quote. Rights groups say that more than 1 million Uyghurs languish in camps in China as Beijing attempts to integrate them into their community. China has denied the numbers and describes the camps as vocational centers that teach skills to prevent the allure of Islamic radicalism following a series of attacks. Pompeo rejected what he called Beijing's fantastic tales of happy Uyghurs. China is Indonesia's biggest trading partner, and criticism in the Southeast Asian country of Beijing's treatment of Uyghurs has been muted. Former South Korean President Lee Myung-bak was ordered back to prison Thursday as the country's Supreme Court upheld a 17-year jail term for bribery and embezzlement offenses. The conservative Lee, who served as president from 2008 to 2013, had been out on bail awaiting the ruling and was not in court for the decision. The ruling is not subject to further appeal and means Lee, who is 78 years old, is likely to die in prison unless he receives a presidential pardon. Police were seen in Seoul at his home to take him back to prison, but according to Yonhap News Agency, who requested a delay, citing health reasons, which was accepted, he should be taken into custody on Monday. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
And more. VOA 1.